I'm on the Slieve Foy Walk and I'm greatly honoured to be here with Kevin Woods because this is highly protected and treasured land, isn't it, Kevin?
It is, Cathy, yeah. This is the only place left in Ireland where real leprechauns live. There are 236 of them that live up here below. Just on the Slate Rock on Carlingford Mountain. And they're protected by the EU in 2009 under the European Habitats Directive, which protects flora, fauna and wild animals.
And through that you managed to get
leprechauns added on to it on the grounds that they couldn't say whether they were there or weren't there. Okay. But on the evidence that we had here in this locality, they went along with it, yes.
And some people really must just take the mick about this, do they, Kevin? But I know for you this is really serious. This is something you've seen leprechauns, haven't you?
I've seen them, but I understand the other people because this story originated nearly 23 years ago when a local publican here found a leprechaun suit and bones and 4 gold coins in the pocket of the suit. At the time, I was chairman of the local tourism association, and I said, God, that's a great idea, BJ. Sure, we'd have a leprechaun hunt. And I ran a leprechaun hunt then, and BJ died. And 4 years after he died, I was coming across the mountain here. When we got to the Slate Rock, I saw sitting on the rock 3 leprechauns. They're about 18 inches tall, and they're just as you would visualize them. Just some people visualize angels with wings and whatever, yeah. And you can see leprechauns as in the cartoon, because that's how they appear to people, because they're spirits. I know that now. After that, about 3 months later, I was back on the mountain here, and I met a leprechaun who spoke to me, and he explained to me why he had left the suit years before for PJ. And it turned out that the 4 gold coins were 4 coins that gave me gifts, and one of the gifts was that I could communicate with them.
It feels like you're quite moved retelling the story. I mean, just you must remember the apparition each time you retell the story.
No, it's not. I can see them any time, yes.
Are we going to see them now, do you think?
It's up to you if you have the gift.
And I'm certainly open to any opportunities. I really am.
Okay.
We've hit the point of the Slate Rock where you first saw...
Where I first saw the 3 leprechauns, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And what did they look like?
They have the hats as you would see them. They're round hat and top hat.
Yeah.
Green jacket, green trousers, black shoes. Gold buckle on the hat, gold buckle on the belt and on foot shoes.
Yeah.
They were cobblers. The reason why they were cobblers is because they spent so much time dancing and wearing out their shoes, and that's how they became cobblers. The leprechauns died and people started to disbelieve. Then each person who disbelieved, a leprechaun died, until there were only 236 who did believe. So now we have the hunt, not for the money, we have the hunt to increase the likelihood of more people believing, because if we can get 1,000 to believe or 2,000, it just ensures them.
Well, that really is sustainability, isn't it?
Yeah, that's sustainability.
Spiritual sustainability. Yeah.